Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 12, 2020. A new world emerging. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, April 11, 2020. We are about to live in a new world, a very different world from the one we've ever known. We will change many of our engagements. We will come to like staying more at home and will do our business over the internet. Many of our current businesses and activities will become obsolete or profoundly different after COVID-19. It will be many more months before the coronavirus is gone, if not more. When we return to normalcy, it will be a different normal. Our engagements and preferences will be different and we will live in a different world because we ourselves will be different people. But it will be a better life. Life is about more than getting to know what restaurants or culture each country and city has to offer. We were going with the flow, but I think the flow will change. It will be a more relaxed world and people will be more contemplative and calm. My thoughts on Twitter, April 9, 2020. Humanity's problem now lies in realizing that the only right exit out of the crisis lies in correcting human relationships, from egoistic to altruistic. Returning to business relations without correcting human relations will lead to a huge crisis. The world's healing depends only on people's relationships. Nature will strike the whole of humanity since it has become a global organism. It will strike until humanity realizes that it has to become interconnected by good forces, to fill the spaces between people with them. We must reveal how different we are. This is what the coronavirus is showing us. It is related to our desire or inequality. I cannot come near another person since I do not want to be close to him. Hence I physically cannot come close to him. Our world is taking on the form of the spiritual world. When the spaces between us start to disappear, the world will connect precisely through the empty spaces between us. All parts of reality will connect and form a new, corrected system of Adam, and the Creator will appear inside of it, organizing our connections and filling them with the upper force, with Himself. What is the coronavirus? The virus is showing that, instead of connection between us, there are empty spaces that must be filled by the proper relationships. By revealing these gaps between us, we discover that we cannot communicate across them since through this corrupted connection, we pass the virus to each other. Society, in its current form of being, has exhausted itself. The coronavirus is intended to help us change the purpose of existence, development, and governance. It has helped us to become similar, to feel the need, from a misfortune shared by all, to look for a common solution. All of us or none of us at all. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, April 10, 2020. COVID-19 is not just another blow. It is the first time in history that a crisis simultaneously strikes the whole world, every country, continent, and island. The virus has tied all of us together with an invisible thread, all the nations and all the people. It has proven to us that we are all not only connected, but are dependent on one another. As we try to emerge from the crisis, we will discover that no one can become virus-free unless we all become virus-free. We are in a state of global mutual responsibility. I am grateful for this revelation because realizing this interdependence allows us to begin to tilt all of humanity toward unity and love of others. Now everyone will understand that it's all of us or none of us at all. Spiritual Holidays, Part 9. Everything starts from Passover. Question. It is not clear why after Purim, that is after a person, having corrected his desires, becomes similar to the Creator, Passover begins again? Answer, it is because all the holidays, Hajjim, are a circuit, from the word Mechuga, moving in the circle. Everything starts from Passover, which represents the exit from Egypt, that is the revelation of egoism. Pharaoh represents egoism, which is gradually revealing within us. Moses, Moshe, from the word Limshuk, is the force that pulls us out of egoism and leads out of Egypt. 10 plagues are 10 restrictions that push us toward the exit from Egypt, without them we would not leave it. Question: does it mean that a person should feel 10 blows on one's egoism? Answer: yes. They are manifested in the awareness of egoistic evil. You begin to understand that your nature is evil. When a person enters Egypt, he feels darkness, complete hopelessness, he can do nothing with his life, with himself, because egoism buries him alive in the ground. This was described by Kabbalists based on their inner feelings. Question: one of the Egyptian plagues is the killing of all the firstborns. What does this mean? Answer: children are our future. Killing them means that a person does not see the future in his egoism. Question: so the Kabbalists sensed these states and made the analogy of our world, for example, the killing of the firstborn and the Egyptian darkness, and describe them? Answer: it is absolutely obvious that these actions in the spiritual world should produce such consequences in our world. This is why this is described in the language of our world. Question: did these firstborns really die in Egypt? Answer: no. The Torah describes everything that happens at the upper degrees within us when we are working on ourselves, trying to exit Egypt, receive the light called the Torah, a state of spiritual elevation, which is called the Land of Israel, and so on. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 29, 2019. Where is salvation from the coronavirus? How do we exit our egoism? We exit our desire to enjoy and want to be in connection with each other. Therefore, nobody pays attention to himself anymore but only to what is between us. And between us is spiritual space. It is outside of me. I am my egoism, outside of it is the force of love and bestowal, the Creator, a place called the upper world. There is the goal of our lives, the purpose of creation, which we must reach. Each time, to the extent that we rise above our egoism, our I, and take a step toward a friend, we begin to feel the spiritual world, the upper force, a reality outside of us, outside of our ego. Thus, we have the opportunity to move away from the coronavirus. This virus pushes us out of our egoism, it forces us to exit our I. This is the most effective and proper remedy. Exiting egoism is the solution to all the problems. The virus is sent to cure egoism. It shows us the need to rise above our egoism, above our I, and connect with others. This is how we find the right remedy and properly correct our state. I must run away from myself, the egoist, into the space between us, to where the spiritual world, the Creator is. But I do not understand what between us is. This is a space that I don't feel the existence of, yet. But we must strive for connection, then we will feel that on this bridge between my egoism and yours is the upper world, another dimension that is one level above us. This is where we find the Land of Israel. Land means desire and Israel means straight to the Creator, Yasharakel. This is where we can yearn for the Creator and be able to feel Him, this is where He exists. This is where the future world is, our spiritual eternal life. Everything is only there, in the connection between us. Therefore, loving the friends as yourself is the main law of all corrections within which the Creator dwells. Connection with friends becomes more important to me than myself. The more important my friend is, the greater is my advancement, and the further removed I am from this world until the spiritual world becomes more important to me, that is, love and bestowal to the friends, our connection becomes more important than myself. It means that I break the barrier between Egypt and Israel, cross the Red Sea, final sea, the final borderline beyond which there is no turning back. After all, Prior to this, there is still a danger of returning to Egypt. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson April 1, 2020. Lesson on the topic Pesach, Passover. From a black hole to freedom. As a result of the quarantine, many feel isolated, as if they fell into a black hole. We must understand that our whole world, our whole galaxy, the universe itself, is inside a black hole. There is no way around it, it's a fact. So, there is nothing scary about feeling this darkness. They say that the gravitational force of this hole is so great that even light is unable to break free of it. Everything gets sucked into this black well. This is how great the force of egoism is there. Egoism consumes everything, allowing nothing to escape. This is the world we live in, inside this black pit. However, everything that we see on the outside is actually inside us, we see ourselves. So, if we see darkness, we are revealing our true qualities and are able to make conclusions about our state. From this it will become clear how to climb out of this pit, this black hole. If we receive the quality of bestowal, we will immediately be set free. Therefore the desire to bestow is called the land of freedom and the people living there, a free nation. Then you will fly out of this black hole and become a free nation in our land, our desire. Ask the Creator and He will make it happen. All we have to do is to humble ourselves and ask for help. This is our entire correction. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson April 1, 2020, lesson on the topic Pesach, Passover. More than one, do not gather. If now I feel that I have connection with the Creator, it will corrupt my work. I will be satisfied that I am connected to the Creator and am near Him, bestowing to Him, and feeling His reaction. These connections will only weaken me and bring all sorts of egoistic calculations, I to the Creator, and the Creator to me. So maybe it is better not to see that but to yearn and long for Him? What is better for a person in order to be drawn to the Creator as much as possible? We also see this in our world. If two lovers are separated by distance, they worry that they are far from each other and dream of meeting again when they will embrace and be together as one body. Then, when they actually meet, connect, and achieve what they desired, then all the romance disappears. The desire that burned in them when they were separated vanishes and all taste is lost. If there is no hunger, no appetite for a meal, then you cannot enjoy it. First you need to accumulate the deficiency for the meal and be hungry, then this hunger will help you reveal the tastes in the meal. Now during the coronavirus epidemic, the Creator wants to divide us by distances. He says, "Do not come closer than 2 meters to each other. More than two do not gather together. Tomorrow it will be impossible to come close to one another at all until we feel how divided we really are. We should accumulate a need to connect, tire of sitting at home alone and dream about being with people, feeling them, and understanding them. Then I will think, I wish the virus would disappear so that I could communicate with others and be with friends, not just to be together, but because within our connection, we can reveal the Creator. A higher degree of existence where we feel our life as eternal. Now I sit at home and I am afraid of death. I know that I will die anyway, if not from this coronavirus, then in another 10 or 20 years. No one doubts this. However, now I am as if slowly beginning to see, is this virus appearing to give me eternal life so that I can live forever in a completely different form, without worrying about making money, air pollution, and all the other problems? This virus is directing me to ascend to another level. I am at the degree of this world and the virus wants to take me to the next degree where life is eternal and perfect. It gives us the opportunity to penetrate through the connection between us into another essence of nature where we are not connected with physical bodies, this earth, the globe, or this universe. It is like we are slipping into a different dimension. It turns out that I can use this critical state to achieve eternity and perfection and to rise above my nature. My dream is not for the virus to simply evaporate as if it did not exist, but to reach a special, higher state through it, to rise above this matter to spiritual matter, from the feeling of this reality to a higher reality. There are many degrees, but the main thing is to go from the corporeal degree to the spiritual one. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 26, 2020. Lesson on the topic Building the Future Society. How do you feel during these difficult days? People, how do you feel during these days of the global coronavirus epidemic, which is pulling you into a whirlpool of feelings and thoughts? Just like in a kaleidoscope, one state replaces another, from heart attack to complete indifference. Horror waves roll one after another as if nature were whipping you in a blender. Everything that you were capable of and knew, everything you got used to for decades of your life, children, work, making money, everything is crossed out and is disappearing. How can we help you and relieve this enormous pain? I know that you are a rational, intelligent, respected person at work. You like to have specific numbers and calculations that are above feelings. But now, you want to hear something emotional that goes right into your heart. I will try to do this. Just understand, the science of Kabbalah addresses the human heart through the mind or the mind through the heart. It combines these two opposite, completely different systems. Our whole life is built on circles of relationships, relationships with ourselves, relationships with our spouses, with children, relationships with the Creator. Now all these relationships are undergoing revision, and most of all, our relationships with ourselves. Coronavirus has made such a radical change in our lives that a person constantly finds himself in stress and fear, which dulls one's mind and burdens one's heart, like a heart attack, and in confusion, like a trapped animal. What should you think about in order to calm down a bit and feel protected? It is worth making a complete revolution in your views on life. On the contrary, I think that before the coronavirus we lived in eternal stress and confusion, entangled and unbalanced conditions. We ran from morning to evening and from evening to morning to accomplish what society, bosses, family, and someone else obliged us to do. I was indebted to the bank, indebted to work, I owed. Such was my life. And then something incredible called coronavirus appears. And this virus suddenly calms my whole life. I stay at home and do not go to work. Children are not wandering somewhere, nobody knows where, and they stay in their rooms. My spouse is also at home. We watch TV together or everyone is busy with their computers doing their own thing. Everything seems to be good. Probably the main reason for the confusion and fear is the possibility of lost income. Before that, everything was clear and reasonable, and suddenly, everything became incomprehensible, unclear, and everyday prospects are more and more threatening. You are worried not about the distant future and time of retirement, but about the fact that there will be no money for food next week, next month. So far, those are only fears, not reality. There are groceries in the house. The refrigerator is full. There is still some money in the bank account. These are only hypothetical fears about possible development of events. But if we live day by day, then we can say that life has become calmer. What is the point of worrying about the possible future if you cannot help it? We do not know what will happen tomorrow, so why drive yourself crazy with excitement and fear today? Of course, we have responsibilities for family and children, but our worries will not help in any way. What will be, we are all in the hands of a higher force, and all my efforts will not change anything, either in a good or bad direction. It will be as the Creator planned. Maybe in such a state I will understand faster where the Creator is pulling me. After all, there is none else besides Him, and He always advances us toward the goal. So, let's think about this goal and find out what the Creator wants from us. Our state is a consequence of the program of nature, And we should not think that we are smarter than it. It would be great if we understood where we are, in what universe, in what environment, under the influence of which forces. All of it does not depend on us. We are just tiny particles of creation that think they understand something in nature. But even if we really managed to understand something in it, we would use it to our detriment. Therefore, do not regret that we did not achieve the goal that we set for ourselves because there was nothing good in it. Before the epidemic broke out, humankind across the globe was on the verge of catastrophe, facing great adversities. Everyone has already openly talked about the impossibility of avoiding war, about the general global crisis in ecology, human relations, industry, politics, and finance. The world, built by man on the basis of his egoistic mind and feelings, was simply terrible and moved from one crisis to another. What was good in your previous life? What are you sorry for now? Only that among all these problems, you managed to get your pitiful salary and feed your family. Did it make you feel perfect and happy? You regret that, at least, you knew everything in advance, there would be enough money by the end of the month and, if not, from where to borrow it. At least you had some certainty, and now you are nervous about the unknown. What should we do with this inner turmoil and feverish thoughts, the what-ifs? Such thoughts are now tormenting most of the world's population because this epidemic will soon cover all continents. Coronavirus swallows the whole world, all of humanity. Everyone will start to think, what will happen to me tomorrow? Who do I depend on? How can I influence my fate? How can I guarantee myself good today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow? It is very good that such questions are awakening in people and especially in young people. Is it all about money? If we are only concerned about our income, then we want to live like animals for whom the main thing is to be sure that they will be fed today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, and the rest is not important. So, do I want to eat with a donkey from the same feeding trough or am I a human, still thinking about other things? From CAB TV's New Life 1214, Coronavirus. How to Deal with Fear. March 19, 2020. Why do you want to live like this? Humanity is in a complete panic because of the coronavirus, which forces us to stop all production, all trade. It paralyzes and blocks entire countries. But an ordinary person thinks about his family first, about his children and how to feed them tomorrow. He is mostly concerned about how to survive. And this is the reason why the world agrees to freeze, as if saying, first, we will take care of life, and then we will restore industry and production. But who does my fate depend on? How can it be influenced? How can you guarantee a good future for yourself? If we knew the answers to these questions, then we would probably calm down a bit. This question arises in everyone because we are primarily animals. There are only three levels in nature: inanimate, vegetative, and animate. And the human species belong to the animate level, only we are more developed. Therefore, first of all, we need food, just like animals. It is written, if there is no bread, there is no Torah. Food is essential for life. But in the situation with the coronavirus, nature apparently wants to teach us something and asks us a question from a different perspective. What do you want to live by? Just by the instinct of self-preservation like all other species? That is not enough. Animal species can live like this without having to worry about anything else. But us humans should start asking what we live for. And this is already a problem. And so, the coronavirus comes as a bitter medicine and asks, what are you living for? Do not rush to answer, think. And I will help you, I will cancel all the false activities that you came up with, which is 90% of all you're doing. It is 90% of everything you produced, sold, and threw away, depleting our planet's resources. You worked for each other so you could sell and buy all the time, just to toss it away in the end. The whole planet has become a landfill. We built a system that produces things to throw away so that we have something to do. We cannot exist without working this way. But suddenly, the coronavirus comes and stops us so that we can no longer run to sell and buy. As if it asks, "And what will you do now?" Think about why you were doing all that and you will see that there was no benefit in it. It is time for you to think about another kind of life, about its meaning, about what you are living for. You cannot build a system that operates like a conveyor belt where everyone produces and produces and produces, only to have the last one in line throw it all away so that the system would start producing again and throwing it away in the end. There is no need for such work. The main question is, what do we live for? Until you answer it, sit at home and contemplate. Look how nature, lovingly and with care, like a mother or a father, as a loving parent wants the child to think about life and to learn. If you are sitting now and only worrying about what you will eat tomorrow, let us think more globally. After all, you are not the only one who is sitting there not knowing what to do, and realizing that this is exactly what humanity needs. Therefore, I am not afraid of this virus. We have hope. If we come with an answer as to what we live for, we will continue our existence. And if we are unable to find the answer to this question, then there is no need to continue. After all, I should continue my evolution like the human being I am. Thinking about the meaning of life is a special quality of humans. And if I live without such a question, just for the sake of existence, then my questions are on an animal level. From Cab TV's New Life number 1214, Coronavirus. How to Deal with Fear. March 19, 2020. Should I worry about the health of the planet? Question: is it worth taking care and worrying about the health of the planet and not indulging in excesses, not getting involved in chemicals? Answer: Kabbalah says absolutely nothing about that. It says that you must engage in attaining a higher goal. Then everything else will also return to normal and will naturally fit in your efforts to correct the soul. Do just that. Do not waste your time on preservation of nature and everything else. Nothing of the kind is needed. You have no idea what the laws are behind all this. If you strive for your soul's correction, then you naturally include all other conditions for the world's correction. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 26, 2020.